Raskolnikov is going to see us Kapayim. She's uplifting one's hands, one half to have the hands at the height of their shoulders. Some people just lift up the hands, and the others have the entire arms, you know, the arms are like this instead of like that. It's a Pashuli Kehanan of Eretz Yisrael B'Vayim. The right hand should be a little bit higher than the left hand, and the thumbs should be touching each other, and split up the fingers as the Hanan know how to do. The thumbs should be touching because you're only supposed to have 5 gaps, not an extra gap. Yeah. They say, Yivorechacho, and according to the Mechaber, nobody says Yivorecha other than the Kohanim. So the Minhag of the Ashkenaz is that the Shnei also says Yivorecha beforehand. And then afterwards, the Shnei Tzibur reads with them every word before they say. Because it says, Amor Lahem, Dashim from the source, so that somebody should tell the Kohanim what to say. Yeah. Based on this, the Chatan should say it loud, so that all the Quran can hear him. If he whispers it and they don't hear him, he's not really doing what he's doing. As far as the Quran answering Amen, the Shabru is not clear that on the Amen of the Prophet before Beis HaKadosh, the Chazan should not answer. But on the Amen of Yivarechacho, you are at least of those three prophets, then the Quran should answer.